Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is bitter. And this is not a bad thing. In herbal medicine, bitter is possibly the most important quality we have. From a basic flavor perspective, it is one of the five sensations our tongue uses to distinguish foods. We evolved to avoid this flavor, as indeed it correlates with things that are in fact poisonous to us. It's kind of the opposite of sweet, which we've evolved to be attracted to. Fruits, honey, and root vegetables that give us nutrition. We've learned, however, that the dose makes the poison. So ironically, people are eating so many sweet things these days in such quantities, we've turned sweet into a poison. Perhaps bitter is, again, ironically, an antidote to this global overdose of sweet. Once again, we can turn to the Chinese and Indian traditional medicines to get some pointers in this direction. Ayurvedic medicine says bitter foods indeed are good for overweight people. Well, what would those be? Think eat your vegetables. Yes, greens are probably our best source of bitter foods. If you've ever eaten lettuce without any dressing, you can see what I mean. But these bitter foods may be our key to our health. One idea that may help explain this seeming contradiction of being repulsed by something that's good for us is to see it from the actual plant's perspective, the vegetable. To avoid being eaten, it produces bitter compounds that make the plant inedible to insects or other browsers. Now we're finding that many of these bitter compounds are actually being used by us as nutritive compounds. Think of the healing properties in green tea, for example, the polyphenols. And yes, in Western herbalism and even culinary practices, we use the benefits of bitter. Salad. In stronger doses, dandelion greens are quite bitter, and in medicinal doses, these bitter herbs stimulate our digestion, as well as the detoxification function of those same digestive organs, the liver especially. Up until fairly recently, herbs like wormwood have been used as flavorings in especially alcoholic drinks, which had their place, I would think, for people to consume in balancing meals. Experiments can suggest that bitters can help decrease the amount of sweets we eat. Surprisingly, chocolate, believe it or not, is a very bitter food. We in the West have added major amounts of sweet to it to mask this flavor. But perhaps that's our reason people even crave chocolate. In fact, most powerful class of herbal and drug compounds called alkaloids have bitter as their predominant flavor and includes anything with I-N-E at the end of their name, such as caffeine, nicotine, codeine, quinine, morphine, strychnine, you get the picture. A vast list of useful and sometimes dangerous plant-derived medicinal drugs. At any rate, you can see how immensely the bitter principle is necessary to us, and on the surface, seems like something nobody would want. Maybe it's another reason tobacco smoke is so unreasonably appealing, as it may be an overuse of the purifying effects of bitters. Native Americans would in fact use tobacco burning as a purification practice. Well, thanks for listening. This has been another Nature's Remedies with Dr. Tim Hagney, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.